We're at the Scottish Parliament. Paralympic swimmer Stephen Clegg has been talking to the cross-party group on visual impairment. Stephen, a lot about sport and obviously your Paralympic success, but a lot of talk on the need for more access to sport and activities for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that's deeply important, not just for fitness and the general words that everyone pops up with, which is physical health, teamwork and competition. It's about mental health, mental resilience. And from my own experiences, also from what I've heard from others, mental health in the blind communities are scary levels, and it's something we definitely need to take action on. And for me, sport is a great solution for that.
Obviously, you know, not everyone can make it to the Paralympic elite level like yourselves, but for people who are going through maybe that sight loss journey, like you say, it's not just the physical, it's the mental side of things. And you spoke about how that saved you and helped you while you were going through that sight loss journey as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think for me, the journey through sport has been extremely critical for my own mental health and my own personal growth and journey, not just through my life, but also through my loss of vision over the years as well. But like you say, Paralympic sports is not something everyone can follow or pursue, but I definitely wouldn't recommend it for everyone. It's not always glamorous, but you know, sport on any level is extremely beneficial. It's not about winning or competition or all this sort of stuff. It's about finding your own limits and pushing yourself, and that translating confidence into all other aspects of your life.
What did taking up swimming do for you? Because you said you felt it was quite an inclusive sport straight away.
Yeah, for sure. I think the people for me were extremely inclusive as well. I think that's a really important part, is people didn't see me as someone with a disability. They just saw what I was capable of, and that's always progressing, you know, like you, as you get fitter, you get stronger, your limits, you keep breaking through all of those limits. And for me, there was such a breath of fresh air to not be labelled as someone as just blind or just disabled. I was so much more than a disability. I was my own person again, and that sense of community, not just within the team I trained with, but the whole sporting community, really transformed my life.
Was it apprehensive going into like a club or a pool for the first time, you know, not knowing what to expect, and would they be welcoming?
Yeah, 100%. I think anything new is always scary, and sport was no different for me. Being able to do that much sport the previous however many years, so I didn't know how it was going to be. I had very little basis to assume that I was going to be good at swimming at the time, for sure. And I didn't really know what to expect. So going in, I was not just worried that I was going to be unfit and be able to keep up, but I was also worried that I wasn't going to be able to fit in with the people, because I felt very shy. I was very anxious, and like I said earlier, and when we were talking, I had really bad social anxiety through my high school years, and that doesn't go away straight away. You know, just because I do one length of swimming pool, it doesn't get rid of all those issues I was facing. There was still a journey of healing through sport that swimming allowed me to do.
You said something really interesting as well, is that in order to succeed you have to fail. And I was thinking, for going into somewhere you've not been before, worrying about inclusivity and then saying, well, you have to fail first before you succeed, that's quite a challenge.
Yeah, it's I think everyone's worried about starting something new because they don't want to look foolish. Like, nobody wants to start piano at 20 because they're worried they're not going to be good enough. But no one's Mozart when they first touch a piano, are they? So there's always a journey of progression, and a lot of that is failure. And I failed many, many times. And I think someone at later ages of their career, I'm more excited for failure. That's what excites me, because from failure, I now know that I can improve. And it gives me ways to explore what I can do better.
You got your gold medals from Paris with you today. We spoke with David Clark, the British Paralympic Association's chief exec, at the start and the end of the Games, and what he was saying to us was people competing now, the times they're putting in would have got them on the podium at London in 2012, but wouldn't get you qualified for Paris for 2024. So do you feel that the standards are really ramping up at your level?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's what sport is. I don't know what I think, because I've been chasing records a lot these last couple of years. A lot of people ask me whether I'd rather a world record or a gold medal, and I prefer both, if I'm being greedy. But I think, yeah, records are there to be broken, and you're always pushing the ceiling. And as technology brings on and the role models really stand out in Parasport, the ceiling keeps getting pushed further and further higher, which is great. And I don't think there's any limitations to what we can do in this blind community.
So do you have a bit of time off now? What's the next challenge?
A bit of time off. I've been running around the country doing little bits and bobs, but yeah, not being in the pool too much, but hopefully getting back in January. And LA next. It was just 4 years away now, so that's the focus.
Well, Stephen, best luck with the training. Good luck for LA and beyond, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.